T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How about Severino last night?
The Yankees just continue to rock.
You know what was
rock and roll.
What was pretty cool is that there was a lot of criticism from some fans about the way he handled Jordan Montgomery the day before. And as Severino is trying to navigate the eighth inning and he strikes out the first guy he faces, when he gives up the hit to Merrifield, you're thinking, well, is Joe going to let him go? Now, his pitch count is now over 100. It's a guy on base. And Girardi let him go. I mean, Girardi basically said, all right, go finish this eighth inning. Go get it done. And he rewarded him. He struck out Alex Gordon. He got Alcides Escobar to fly out. And he ended up throwing 114 pitches in this game.
Yep.
The most he's thrown in a game. I think he hit over 100 in that Chicago game, close to 110, something like that. So I thought that was pretty cool that last night Joe Girardi said, all right, go finish it. Go get through eight. Not finish it completely, but go get through eight innings, even when he put a man on base with one out.
You know, it's amazing when you look at the situation with the Yankees. I mean, everybody was concerned about the pitching. And, well, the one guy you weren't concerned about is Tanaka. And, you know, right now he's the worst of the starting rotation.
I know.
I mean, so far, Severino, for the most part, has been very good. Pineda's been good. This kid Montgomery looks like they certainly have something with him. CC's pitched. You know, he had a bad spot. Now the last two times out, I mean, he's not really going deep in games, but the last two times out, he's pitched pretty well. The bullpen's been solid outside of two nights ago. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You hit on it, man, though. When you looked at this Yankee rotation, that was the big worry. That was my big worry. I admit it. That was my big issue with the team. And if somebody would have told you, Tanaka's going to be bad. He's going to have an ERA over 6.
Yep.
But the rotation's going to be fine. You would have said, what?
Yeah.
How's that even possible?
What deal did they make?
Right. But Severino is so impressive. And give him a lot of credit. And we did the comparison earlier of what Conforto's doing and Severino and vice versa. Remember, this is a kid that came up 2 years ago, and he made 11 starts. It's not like he was here for 5 minutes, and he was great. Like, he was really impressive over 11 starts. And you thought, all right, this is a sign of things to come. And then last year, he was a disaster. And the only time he looked halfway decent is when they put him in the bullpen. But as a starting pitcher, he was really, really, really bad. But you said to yourself, you know what? He's young. He deserves another shot. They just don't move him to the bullpen. And to the Yankees' credit, they gave him a shot here in spring training, earned a spot in the rotation. And this year, overall, he's been really good. And I'll tell you what's impressed me the most is two starts ago, he had that bad outing against the Astros. Remember, he gets knocked out in the third inning, walked a bunch of guys, which is not usual for him. He doesn't walk a lot of guys, which has been pretty impressive. So he walks a few guys, he gets knocked out in the third inning, and the way he's bounced back over his last two starts, his previous start against Tampa, he wasn't even that good, but he fought through five innings and only allowed a run. And that's a sign of a good pitcher. We say it about DeGrom all the time, when you can survive when you don't have your best stuff. And then he backs that up with what we saw last night, which is 8 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts, throws 114 pitches. He's throwing 99 miles an hour in the seventh inning, like Verlander used to, you know, keeping that velocity throughout. And for the most part, he throws strikes. It's just a lot of things to be impressed about with Luis Severino.
Hey, look, there's no question about it. And they got just enough offense last night. Yes, indeedy. Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious again last night. There you go. As I'm quoting John Sterling. And they just continue to get the job done. 10 games over 500. And but I am sailing to a win. Bro, I am sailing to a win.
Sailing along.
I really am.
Nice.
This team is actually for real. They really
nice,
are.
Smooth ride for you. Yep. And obviously, Jacoby Ellsbury right out of the
starts
gate.
Starts the game with that great catch.
Yeah, first pitch of the game, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you have a problem? Because I read a couple different articles today, guys complaining that the Yankees didn't take him out right then and there. They gave him smelling salts. Right. He only finished the inning, and it was done after that anyway.
Right.
I mean, did that really bother you or not?
No. But I'm also, you know, clearly I'm not a very nice guy because I think that he fought his way through the rest of the inning.
Yeah. Which he obviously told the Yankees that I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know?
What are you going to do?
I mean, really? How do you get on the Yankees? He took him out right after. I mean, after the inning was over, he was done.
I think if he had played 5 innings, I'd say, that's a little rough. He finished the inning and then he was done. Like, that was it.
I mean,
now, I don't think he would have batted in the first inning, right? He would have come out of the game.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Because he came in the top of the second, Aaron Hicks went out the center field. If that spot the order, which was
six last night.
If that spot comes up in the first inning, he doesn't
pinch
hit
it for.
Right. So basically, we're getting on the Yankees for letting him finish the first inning.
I was just surprised to see somebody cause a few columns today that got all over him.
Well, I think it's more about the sensitivity in regards to concussions.
No, I understand
which I'm sensitive about, but you let him finish the inning.
If the guy tells you, you know, I understand NFL has the protocol they have. I get that. If the guy tells you that, hey, I feel good, I'm fine, okay? I mean, what are you supposed to do?
And you know what else, man? If this was football,
it's not like the guy played nine innings. I mean, it's like took him out immediately after the inning was off.
Not only is it not that he played nine innings, baseball's not a violent sport. So the risk of him just finishing
it's
the inning.
Not like he's going to get hit again on the next play.
It could happen, but the odds are low. It's like that pitcher who got hit by back-to-back line drives.
Well, look, of course. But, I mean, right.
I don't have a big issue with it because I think that when you're doing all of this on the field, I know you want to be careful. If the player is telling you, I'm fine, you let him finish the inning, then you take him out and you start to ask him a million more questions.
You evaluate after that once you get him in the dugout.
Because
I tell you, the other thing, too, that's funny last night, too, because not only Ellsbury, but I thought Cozart was coming out, too. I was stunned that he stayed in that game.
He showed a lot of toughness,
man.
I mean, a lot of guys don't want to come out of games.
And how about the manager? What's his name? Andy Green is like 20 years old. How about and Gary, I know you were at the game. I don't know if you saw this or not. But Gary and, we'll talk about injuries. Gary and Ron, that Green goes out to the mound and says to everybody, the catcher, the whole infield, stay away, and goes to the mound by himself and talks man-to-man to Cozart. I don't know if I've ever seen that, where he just told the rest of his infield and his catcher, don't come near me. I'm talking to the guy alone.
It was interesting. And by the way, I don't know if you remember this. Andy Green played for the Mets.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he had like four at-bats.
Did he?
He was on the team at the end of one of those late 2000 crappy teams, 9, 10, 11, one of those
not
years.
Not that they've ever had many of those.
Had a few. Yeah. What I thought was weird, though, because they were talking about Andy Green, how he talks about priding himself and his team on, you know, being really smart and all these kinds of things, taking the extra base. And yet they played such a dumb game. Like, they're playing for bunts when guys like Wilmer Flores are up. Well, you know he's not bunting.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like, I think T.J. Rivera came up, they were playing for a bunt. Like, they didn't come across like a smart baseball
team. That's baseball in general. Baseball now, the fundamentals of baseball are, come on.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. The fundamentals have gotten worse, but usually, like, managers have all the information that they need, which would tell them, don't play for a bunt when a guy who doesn't bunt is coming up.
Well.
That's what I was kind of surprised about.
They also threw over to first base to Wilmer Flores, who has about as much speed as I do.
Yeah.
And they threw over to like five times. Even a catcher took a shot at him.
That was weird.
What are you doing?
That was strange. They're a bad baseball team.
But I just had a problem with that. When I read some of the articles today about Ellsbury, and if you know, guys getting on him, the Yankees a little bit for leaving him in a game. Come on.
It has to do with the concussion. It's the sensitivity involving concussions.
Course, but I
don't have a problem with it because I don't think baseball is the violent game where you're really risking so much if he spends another 5 minutes patrolling center field picking grass.
Absolutely not.
If it's football, you have to be a lot more careful because another hit while having is really dangerous.
Yep.
And I think in baseball, if the guy says he's fine and he's not tripping all over himself and you think he's okay, I think it's okay to let him finish the inning. And then, you reevaluate it, which is what they did.
Right.
And now he's on the 7-day concussion list.
They didn't fly the guy cross country right after the
No, they haven't done that. Hopefully they wouldn't make that mistake.
Oh, man.
By the way, for those who keep notes on this kind of stuff, Rob Refsnyder was brought up.
Saw that.
I'll ask you this question. You know what? I'll wait till we come back.
Yeah,
a guy on Twitter asked me an intriguing Yankee trade question has nothing to do with the Mets.
Okay.
An intriguing Yankee trade question that involves trading one of the key Yankee players, but he's got a good long-term vision for it.
Right.
So I'll throw it at you coming up. It's a pretty good vision.
All right.
Throw it at you coming up, plus more of your calls.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.